Hello, and welcome to the Rembrandt Parables. I'm Tim Cooper. In today's parable, Rembrandt breaks from his comfort zone and plays hockey for the very first time. Rembrandt dreams of hockey glory. But are his dreams based in reality? Find out today in the Morton's Hockey League. The moral of today's parable is found in Proverbs 16, verse 18. Pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall. Every year, starting in the second week of October, the Morton's Coffee Pubs around the city would start the latest season of the MHL, the Morton's Hockey League. 15 teams battle it out for the coveted Caffeine Cup, a silver chalice that the winner would proudly display in their restaurant for an entire year. The Mortons at Sanford and Cannon was an enthusiastic supporter of the MHL. The Fighting Puffins even won the Caffeine Cup back in 98. The years that followed were lean. Teams from the mountain dominated the league. That didn't diminish the spirit of the Fighting Puffins. Each October brought a renewed sense of optimism that the Caffeine Cup would once again be displayed at Sanford and Cannon. Rembrandt Rempel grew to hate the beginning of hockey season. Having endured 5 years of incessant pleading and prodding to join the team, he remained a stalwart spectator. It wasn't that he hated hockey. Far from it. He loved watching his favorite team, the Ottawa Senators, whenever he could. The sad truth was that he knew very little about the game. Even worse, he didn't know how to skate. Whenever he was asked to join the Fighting Puffins, or even go for a leisurely skate, he always used the excuse that he suffered from an old volleyball injury. One October, Myrtle, the team's coach, approached Rembrandt. "It's hockey season," she said. "So soon? I hadn't noticed," said Rembrandt. He refused to make eye contact with Myrtle. "You didn't play last year, right?" "No, I couldn't. It blew my knee out in high school. Very painful," said Rembrandt. "The one you got playing volleyball," said Myrtle. "Yeah, that one." "Rembrandt, you didn't play volleyball in high school," said Myrtle. "What? Wait, why do you say that?" "I called your parents. Doreen gave me their number," said Myrtle. "Your dad said the only team you played for was the math team. He said you were second string," said Myrtle. "Yeah, well, it was a strong team," said Rembrandt. "So you want to get your competitive juices flowing again? Play some hockey?" Rembrandt gave her a pained look. "Nah, it's not really my game." "You can't skate," said Myrtle. "I can skate," protested Rembrandt. Myrtle looked at him over her glasses knowingly. "Just not very well." "That's no big thing. I'll teach you. Meet me at Scott Park Arena Friday night at 9, said Myrtle. Rembrandt wasn't given a chance to object. Rembrandt arrived at Scott Park Arena and watched people fly across the ice as though they were born with skates on their feet. He wondered if this may be easier than he originally thought. He went in the change room and laced up his skates. When he stood, his ankles buckled. Rembrandt clung to the wall and shuffled slowly to the rink. A hockey team of 10-year-olds finished up their practice. They jostled with each other as they passed Rembrandt. One player knocked him to the floor with an accidental hip check. "Sorry," said the boy. Rembrandt pulled himself back up, his ankles teetering on the thin blades. The rink was empty except for Myrtle. She was at center ice wearing a nylon jacket that's had "coach" stitched across the front. A whistle hung around her neck. "You made it! Great!" said Myrtle. "Just holding up the boards," said Rembrandt. "You ready to skate?" "Not so much. You know, I'm not sure about this. I already got plowed over by a small child," said Rembrandt. "Listen, you're already here. You might as well give it a try. Are your skates tight enough?" "I think so," said Rembrandt. "Okay, first, push off from the boards. Let's see what you can do," said Myrtle. Rembrandt let go of the boards and slowly walked towards center ice. "Okay, I want you to slide. Push off with one foot and slide on your other," said Myrtle. She demonstrated as she explained. Rembrandt pushed, then fell forward. "You okay?" "Yeah," said Rembrandt. He rolled over and sat up. Myrtle helped him to his feet. Rembrandt took a step forward and slipped. He flailed his arm, smacking Myrtle in the face. They both crashed to the ice. "I'm really not sure about this," said Rembrandt. "I may kill both of us before we're through."
"Nonsense. I got hit way harder when I played," said Myrtle.
"You played?"
"Absolutely," said Myrtle. "I played in the first IIHF Women's World Championship for Team Canada way back in 90.
"Really? How did you do?"
"We won gold," said Myrtle.
"Seriously?"
"Of course."
"What was it like?" said Rembrandt.
"Well, people didn't care back then like they do now, but it was still wonderful. That gold medal game was my last competitive hockey as a player," she said.
Rembrandt thought he heard a note of sadness in her voice. He eased himself to his feet. He nearly fell again.
"Wouldn't this be easier if I had a hockey stick?"
"Skate first. The stick comes later," said Myrtle. After an hour of instruction, Rembrandt was exhausted. The muscles in his legs and stomach ached in ways he'd never known. But he could skate. Myrtle watched from center ice as Rembrandt did laps around the rink. He still occasionally fell, but he spent more time on his feet than on his backside. Rembrandt laughed. "This is totally awesome," he said, before he tripped and went sprawling.
"You stepped. Remember to stride. Push off," said Myrtle.
"Seriously," said Rembrandt from his knees.
"You taught me how to skate in an hour."
"Don't get ahead of yourself. You're still a beginner," said Myrtle. Rembrandt left the arena feeling exhilarated. The good lesson fueled his imagination. He could see himself as the talk of the MHL. People would marvel at how quickly he'd mastered the game. Certainly he'd be the rookie of the year. Maybe he'd even be the scoring leader. He dreamed of flying down the ice, leaving the others behind on a clear breakaway. He'd deke, backhand, forehand, backhand, then score a highlight reel goal. Based on his skating lesson, he should have several breakaways each game. He was going to be a star. In the days leading up to the first game, Rembrandt often caught himself daydreaming. On Friday evening, he could barely contain his excitement. In the dressing room, he laced his skates, wearing a silly grin.
"Don't worry, just do your best," said Herbie. "We all started the same way."
"Okay," said Rembrandt, even though he was thinking, "Wait until they get a load of me." He was late gearing up, so he started on the bench. A minute into the game, Butch skated over.
"Remy, you're right wing," he said.
This was the moment he dreamed of. Rembrandt leaped over the boards. His skates flew out and he landed hard on his backside.
"You okay?" said Butch.
"Yeah, just warming up," said Rembrandt.
He pulled himself to his feet just as the puck slid past.
"Get it, Remy! You got a breakaway!" yelled Bill, the donut chef.
Rembrandt pushed off and began gliding. Following Myrtle's instructions, he picked up speed. He reached the puck and swung wildly with his stick. Whiff! He missed the puck. He wheeled around but kept moving forward. Before he knew it, he was skating backwards into the goalie. The referee raised his arm and blew his whistle. 2 minutes for goalie interference. 2 minutes later, Rembrandt was back on the ice. He made a slow, swooping circle through center ice. Herbie skated past.
"Back check, Remy, back check," he said.
"What's a back check?" said Rembrandt.
He skated until he came to someone on the other team and hit him in the back. The referee raised his arm and blew his whistle.
"What? I checked him in the back," protested Rembrandt.
"That's a penalty. 2 minutes," shouted the ref.
"There's no contact in this league."
Rembrandt skated back to the penalty box, shaking his head in confusion. 2 minutes later, Bill, the donut chef, called him back to the bench.
"Hurry," he said,
skating as hard as he could.
Rembrandt flew across the ice. 15 feet from the bench, Rembrandt made a terrifying discovery. He didn't know how to stop. He crashed into the boards and collapsed into the ice.
"Why didn't you teach me how to stop?" he asked Myrtle.
You never went fast enough to worry about it, she said. After crawling over the boards, he plopped on the bench.
You mind telling me now? He asked.
Just put your skates sideways. They'll cut into the ice and you'll stop, said Myrtle.
Bill, the donut chef, hopped onto the bench.
Okay, Rembrandt, he said. Make us proud.
Rembrandt took a deep breath and hopped over the boards. He skated around, watching the play. He gained confidence when the puck slid to him, and he passed it to Herbie. He went back to the bench and got a pat on the back from Butch. The next few shifts went the same way. He even managed to take a shot on goal. Once again, dreams of hockey glory danced in his head. With 10 minutes left in the game, Rembrandt joined a rush in the offensive zone. He pushed to keep up. Soon, he was going faster than he'd ever gone. He remembered Myrtle's instructions. He shifted his skates sideways, just like she said. He dug his heels into the ice, throwing him into a spin. The next thing he knew, he was laying on the ice beside the goal. His stick was nowhere to be found. The referee blew his whistle and skated over.
"It's okay, I'm all right," said Rembrandt.
"I'm so relieved," said the ref sarcastically. 2 minutes high-sticking."
What?
The ref pointed to the rafters. Rembrandt looked up. His hockey stick was stuck in the netting above the glass. The game was delayed as the maintenance man climbed the boards to get the stick. When Rembrandt stood up, he felt a sharp pain in his left ankle. He fell to his knees. Myrtle and Herbie helped him off the ice.
Take your skates off, said Myrtle.
Rembrandt's ankle was red and swollen. Slowly, he made his way to the dressing room. The rest of the players followed shortly behind. They chatted and laughed as they changed. Balls of hockey tape flew across the room.
"Hey, Remy, we won," said Herbie.
"No thanks to me," mumbled Rembrandt.
"What are you talking about? You gave us a break with your stick thing. We needed that."
"It was better than a timeout," said Herbie.
Rembrandt rolled his eyes. He got dressed and hobbled to the lobby. He was met by the referee.
"How's your ankle?" asked the ref.
"I'll live," said Rembrandt. "You know, it was my first time playing."
"No, really?" said the ref.
"I know, it didn't go very well," said Rembrandt.
"I'll say.
Would you mind a small piece of advice?"
"Sure," said Rembrandt.
"The next time you think about playing hockey, try curling instead."
Thank you for listening to today's parable, the Morton's Hockey League. I hope you enjoyed listening to it as much as I enjoyed producing it for you. And please join me again for another Rembrandt parable. Good day, and God bless.